Hello and welcome to the Red Rock Fantasy Basketball Podcast, brought to you by Side League. Use a promo code REDROCK and get yourself some money and some daily fantasy action throughout the playoffs. My name is Josh Lloyd, and you can find me on Twitter and on Instagram at redrock_bball. There's also facebook.com/redrockbasketball and always the email address redrockfantasybasketball@gmail.com. Another two games down, another two game threes out of the way in the playoffs, and some very, very, very interesting results. I think that's safe to say. We now have all game threes out of the way. We also have all of the lower seeds leading 2-1. I don't think many people would have predicted that. Also, I think that something that's worth noting as well is everyone rubbishes the East. The East is garbage. I can't watch the East. The East playoff games have been really fun. We saw two banked in game winners over the last 2 days with the Wizards and the Bulls getting up. The Western Conference games have been more blowouts. The Clippers been blowing at the Rockets more. The Grizzlies comfortably beating the Warriors today. The Warriors beating the Grizzlies comfortably in game one. I know the Cavs beat the Bulls pretty easily in game two, but I feel like there's been more competitive games in round two of the East. That doesn't necessarily mean the teams are better, but I think that people who discount the East are missing out on some pretty entertaining games and some really interesting finishes. Today was not ideal for me watching the Wizards and the Hawks. Watching everything going well, saw the Mike Muscala three to tie it up, jumping up and down. What the hell's going on, Mike Muscala? And then, thank you to my internet company, my internet goes down. So then it's down for the next 2 minutes. Don't see the Paul Pierce game winner. So thank you very much to my internet provider who shall go unnamed. So missed that game winner. So that's, not ideal, but obviously I got to see it later on. And it was amazing. Let's start with that game. Let's start talking about that game and let's recap what happened. But it was a bizarre game with the Wizards extending a massive lead, then the Hawks running with their bench unit and then coming back from 20 points down with 7 minutes left, tying the game up on that Muscala three. Only to lose it on a banked-in buzzer beater where Paul Pierce hit the shot over three guys. A very, very strange game indeed. And the Wizards without John Wall, now up 2-1. Don't necessarily think that puts them in prime position if Wall's going to continue to miss, because you feel the Hawks will get the next one or the next couple, but it's definitely making things very interesting in that series. I think the biggest thing to come out of it for me from a daily fantasy perspective is Otto Porter continues to be underpriced at 4,300. He was massive again today, put up 35.8 daily fantasy points, 17-9, 4 assists, 1 steal. His price is going to have to rise at some stage, but you should have played him basically every single time the Wizards have played throughout the playoffs, and you would have had great value. He's been fantastic. We also saw Nene come out of nowhere. Now, Nene hadn't hit a single field goal in the second round until today, where he went out and had 17-7 with 4 assists and a steal at 4,000. Congratulations if you used him. There was absolutely no basis of using Nene. You couldn't have predicted that he'd do that after being just straight garbage for basically the whole series or the whole two rounds. He's only averaging 10 points throughout the playoffs, 10.7 daily fantasy points. That's not very much. And he went out and dropped a 35 today. So we're not going to expect that too often, but Otto Porter's one that he's consistently giving us big numbers and consistently is underpriced. We also had, because we saw the Hawks run with their bench unit, a lot of these $2,000 guys put up nice numbers. Mike Scott at $2,000 gave us 14.8, 8-4 he went. Kent Bazemore at $2,000, he's another guy that I continue to say I like him at $2,000. He gave us another 14.8 points, 7-4 with 2 assists. And 7-4 with 2 assists doesn't seem like very much, but when you're spending $2,000, it's plenty, it's all you need. And then you chuck in some other big names and you should get yourself some pretty decent scores. Mike Scott and Bazemore getting the $2,000 guys. Dennis Schroeder was fantastic. He scored 16 points in the final quarter, ended up with almost 30 daily fantasy points, went 18-2-5 with a steal. Big night for him at 4,400. It is hard to rely upon him. This is clearly his best game through the playoffs. He's only averaged 15 so far, and at 4,400, 15 is not enough. It's hard to rely on him doing that moving forward. Jeff Teague was really good as well. Now, he was someone that I really liked looking ahead to this game. At 6,900, he gave us 37 points. He went 18-4-7. He played 33 minutes. Schroeder played 20. Those two worked together a lot. They worked, yeah, interchanging with Schroeder playing that most of that last quarter on his own. But Teague was great value at that price. Marcin Gortat was also good, even with Nene playing one of his better games. Gortat at 14-8 with 3 blocks and a steal. He gave you enough value. He's only priced at 7,300, and he's been really good throughout the playoffs. I think he's been putting up some really impressive numbers. Now, where you would have been let down is by a lot of the Hawks guys. Paul Millsap was reduced to a bench role due to an illness. He was yuck, 23 minutes, 8-2-2. He didn't play in the last quarter at all. Al Horford also basically missed the entire last quarter. He left with about 11 minutes to go with what looked like a sore knee. He did come back. The Hawks are saying it's all okay, but he didn't return to the game. So the $8,000 you spent on him was probably too much. He did end up giving you 33, so it wasn't a complete waste. 12-10 with 4 assists and 2 blocks. So not a horrible night from Al Horford, but if you put money in Horford and Millsap and Kyle Korver, you didn't get much return. Korver only gave us 6-4, not a good night for him. Damari Carroll's 20-point scoring run finally ended. He went 14-4, and at 6,700, the 21.8 points he gave you wasn't enough. I'd look for him to bounce back, and I'd be really happy with using him in Game 4, because he's not that bad. He's also not as good as he has been. I think that's pretty safe to say. Paul Pierce continues to give us nice value. Another almost 22 points here, 13-7, hit 3 triples at only 4,600. He's a decent guy to look at. And Ramon Sessions, he played 35 minutes in place of John Wall, but his salary, I mentioned yesterday, was way too high at 5,500. It was almost a $2,000 jump. I hope you guys didn't use him. 8-3-6. It was very, very hard to use him at that price point, because he would have had to gone out and drop 30 again. And it's pretty unlikely when we're talking about a guy like Ramon Sessions. Now, Mike Muscala, he was priced 3,700. He hit that big game winner. Almost game tire. That's the best way to put it. But it's hard to use him. Same with Mack and Gooden and all these guys who had a little bit of action in tonight's game. Not someone you can really use going forward. Pera Antic got the start in place of Millsap, and at 2,400, I thought, yeah, this is going to be good. But he was useless. 2.2 fantasy points he gave us. 1.1 rebound. Absolutely brutal. He's not going to start the next game. Millsap should be back in the starting lineup, so we don't have to worry about considering Pera Antic too much more. The second game, the Grizzlies with the big, big victory. That's huge for them. Kostas Koufos, another one of these really cheap players who went huge. 8-6, an assist and a block. And again, it doesn't sound like much, but at $2,000, that's plenty. 18.7 points, that's enough. It's hard to go and use him at that price, but someone you should be using is Courtney Lee, 3,900, another 23.6 points. He's averaging 22.4 throughout the playoffs. He's giving us big numbers consistently, 11-3-4 today with a couple of steals, and if he's going to stay under 4,000, he remains a really solid option. Beno Udrih at 3,000, he was okay, 7-1-3. I don't think we're going to rely on that too often. Harrison Barnes was the best of the Warriors. He put up 16 points with 6 rebounds at only 4,300. That's pretty solid. He is averaging almost 21 points a game, which at his salary is enough for you to consider using him on most occasions. Klay Thompson was good. 20 points, 8 rebounds, 2 blocks at 7,300. That's a nice price. Steph Curry struggled. At 10,000, you definitely didn't get return on investment there. He only gave us 34.4 points. He just hasn't been really a fantasy dynamite guys throughout the playoffs, averaging 43.7, but at $10,000, that's not enough. Draymond had his worst game as well at 7,900. He was still a good play at that price, but he didn't return the value. He shot horribly, 6-6-7 with 3 steals and a block. If he had a shot better than 1 of 8 and given us 18 points or so, we would have had a really, really nice night from Draymond, but unfortunately, it wasn't to be. Marc Gasol was big, 21-15 at his price at 8,700. And Zach Randolph had his third straight 20-point scoring performance, went 22-8 at 7,300. So both of those guys put up enough value at the salary that they cost for you to go, yeah, that was worthwhile. Mike Conley, he struggled, 11 points, 5 assists at his 50, even though he's at 5,800, he didn't even return value at that price. If he's still going to remain at 5,800, I'm more than happy about using him in the next game. But he's obviously just getting himself used to the mask. There's going to be ups and downs. I'm still happy with using him. That just wasn't a great performance from him today. Not much else to really talk about, I think, from this game. I think we're done recapping it. Now, I think the best thing to do is head across and look at what's going to happen. Hopefully, what's going to happen on Sunday. All right, the first game, we've got the Cavs again in Chicago taking on the Bulls. The Cavs are favored by 1.5. We've got a low total of 194, but that doesn't mean there's no fantasy value, because there is significant value in one Nikola Mirotic, who's still priced at $2,000. if Pau Gasol doesn't play, I'd feel like you're pretty crazy not to have Mirotić in your lineup if Gasol doesn't play. We saw what Mirotić was able to do in Game 3, even with Gasol playing some limited minutes. So even if Gasol plays, I think the Bulls cannot ignore Mirotić, and they have to get him out there for 18 minutes or so. At $2,000, Ascent, all he needs to give you is 10 to 12 points, and that's enough. He could go out there and drop a 20. He could drop a 25, and that's massive value. So Nikola Mirotić becomes a really, really great option tomorrow. Mike Dunleavy's been fantastic the last few games at $4,300. I like him. And Derrick Rose, his salary has risen to $8,300, but I don't think that completely rules him out. Jimmy Butler at $87, it might be getting a little bit too high for him. It's not completely out of the realms of possibility that you use him, but I'm not loving it. Pau Gasol at $8,700, I'm steering clear of that, even if he does play. Joakim Noah at $5,500 gets a bump if Gasol is out. I think we have to consider him. The same as Taj Gibson at $4,000. So all those guys become guys we have to really consider if Gasol is out. For the Cavs side of things, Tristan Thompson at $5,300 has been really impressive lately. He's averaging 20.5 points. At $5,300, that's okay. I think that you can consider him because he has been getting preference to Mozgov. He's been playing better than Mozgov. I think we have to consider using him. I don't like Mozgov at $4,500. I'd rather spend that extra money to get Thompson into my lineup. LeBron at $11,300. Again, it's a high price. He has been playing well. He's averaging almost 55 a game. But you need him to get you 55 to really return significant value at 11,000. Can he do it again? It makes it difficult. I would probably steer clear of using LeBron and use some more middle range guys, but he's definitely an option. Iman Shumpert, no. J.R. Smith, no. I don't know how it's going to run with those two. And at 4,700 for Shumpert and 5,000 for J.R., you need them to put up, you know, pretty decent sort of numbers for you to go. They need to give you 25 points each, basically, and I don't know if they're going to do it. Now, Shumpert's averaged 23.8. A lot of those big numbers have come without Smith in the lineup, though, so take that into consideration. Smith's only averaging 18.9. Again, his best performance has only been 28, so that's all he needs to do to get you value. If he gets you 28, that's his best performance. I'm not really sure that it's the most wise use of funds across the wing there, but if you're really struggling for someone, I prefer Shumpert over Smith. He is a little bit cheaper, and he has been performing a bit better throughout the playoffs. Cheap guys, James Jones at 2,000 is interesting. Dellavedova at 2,700. If he was at 2,300, I'd go, yeah, maybe, but at 2,700, it means he needs to get close to 15 points, and it's just not something that's happening that often. Now, Kyrie is going to play. He's dealing with that foot issue, but he's 9,500. There's no way I'm spending 9,500 on Kyrie with a sore foot and a sore ankle. I would rather go the 8,300 on Derrick Rose every day of the week, even though Kyrie is a better player, but Kyrie is averaging less daily fantasy points than Rose throughout the playoffs. 34.8 for Rose, 32.5 for Irving. It's a pretty much a no-brainer in terms of who I'm using in daily fantasy with that sort of discrepancy in their salary, and you know, and then the cheaper guy actually averaging more points and Irving dealing with an injury. So to me, it's a no-brainer to go Rose there. The second game, the Rockets and the Clippers, is a must-win for the Rockets. Terrence Jones at 4,000 has not been good. In a tournament, I'd happily give him a go because he could go big. Does he go big? It's pretty unlikely, but I'm happy in a tournament only, not a cash game. Dwight Howard at 9,000. I think you've got to continue using him. Blake Griffin at 11,300. Well, if you're going to go for a big name guy, Griffin at 11,300 or LeBron at the same price, I reckon it's pretty much a toss up which one you go for, to be honest. And Griffin was really down in game three based on his usual performances. If I'm going one way, I probably lean LeBron slightly just because it's probably a little bit harder to fill up the small forward position, but either guy can give you some decent numbers. Just don't expect them to go too much bigger than that because, I said, at 11,300, they need to give you a 55, a 56-point game to really give you significant value, and they can easily do it, but it's not always that easy to do it. Jason Terry's at 3,100. He was pretty good in the last game. You don't expect too much better than that, though. I don't think he's going to give us much more than that sort of price. Again, he needs to give you a 15 or 16.9 for it to be worthwhile. DeAndre at 8,500. He hasn't been exciting me throughout the playoffs at all. And James Harden at 10,000. We need James Harden to give us 50 points. Is he going to do it? Well, he hasn't done it in the last five games. You feel it has to come at some stage. I'm happy with using him at 10,000 here. I think that he can give us a big performance. He needs to give us a big performance. So I think there's something there. Chris Paul at 9,800. Still don't trust him with the hamstring, and at almost 10,000, that's too expensive for my liking. Corey Brewer is interesting at 4,200. I'm not overly sold on him. He's probably only a tournament option. 6,200 for Trevor Ariza. He's only averaging 25 points. He needs to do more than that at that salary, so we can leave him out of it. And Matt Barnes at 4,500. I'm okay with using Matt Barnes at 4,500. I think that he's been putting up some pretty decent numbers. He's averaging 26.3 throughout the playoffs. I'm happy with using him at 4,500. I think there's some decent value there. JJ Redick went massive in the last game. Can he do that again? Well, JJ Redick's a guy where he tends to have streaks of, you know, poor games and streaks of good games. Was this the start of a streak of a good game? I'm happily using him at 5,000 and hoping it's the start of a good streak and seeing where it runs. Austin Rivers, on the other hand, at 4,200, I don't think we're going to see another game like that for Austin Rivers. That 4,200 probably prices him out of any lineups that I'd want to create. Josh Smith at 6,200, that's too expensive. I'd rather go the 2,200 less on Terrence Jones after seeing what Smith did in game one. Cheap guys less than 3,000. Dante Jones at 2,000, no chance. Clint Capella at 2,100, nope. Spencer Hawes at 2,600, no. And Glenn Davis at 2,500, maybe. Maybe on Glenn Davis, but probably not. I think where we're looking at the $2,000 guy is Nikola Mirotic in the game before. That's where we need to sort of target that really, really cheap option. All right, that's it. Guys, we're done for today's podcast. Hope you guys have enjoyed the playoffs across the weekend. Hope you enjoy what's happening on Sunday. Might get some games, might get some series going to 3-1. That'll make things really, really interesting because it will be the Bulls and the Clippers, the two lower seeds, taking it to that advantage. Don't forget, social media, like the podcast, share it, tell your friends, whisper it, yell it, whatever, get a sign writer in the air to, you know, put it across in smoke. That'd be great. Just RRFB is enough up in the sky. That's all we need. Thank you so much for listening, everyone. See ya.